Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Let's head out to Seymour, Connecticut. It's Dave. It's the fam. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, brother. I want to talk to Sean. I mean, what does he expect from Evan?
Well, Sean's going to be on the air at 2 o'clock. I don't know. What do you mean, what does he expect from Evan? I just asked if they exchanged gifts.
I thought I was just listening to him saying that Evan gives broken gifts and is cheap and doesn't do anything for anyone.
No, he gave him. I mean, Dave, he gave him a sign. I mean, and Pete's eyes just like lit up when Dove and I told him, like, that sign he gave him. I mean, that's a legit gift. I don't care where he found it. If you're a Yankee fan, you remember going to the old ballpark in the Bronx and the bars. I mean, that sign, that if I'm thinking about the same sign that he had, that he got, the Budweiser Yankee logo with the mitt and the ball, like, that is a epic sign. I mean, there are a lot of Yankee fans that would move heaven and earth in order to put that sign up in their house. I mean, that is a great sign. That's worth a ton of money. But thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. Brewster, Tony, the fan. What's going on, Tony?
Hey, how are you, Mark?
Good, Tony.
Thanks for taking the call. I appreciate it. I want to chime in on this controversy over being a Giant and Jets fan simultaneously. Let me preface my conversation by saying I'm just turned 80, and I grew up
Happy
with the
birthday.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that very much. But I grew up with the 50 Giants, and needless to say, those were the glory years through the 50s and mid-60s. And along came this league, this second league, if you want to call it that, a team by the name of the Titans, playing in the Polo Grounds in front of 5,000 people. My high school played on Sundays, and we used to outdraw them. Bottom line is that they had NY on their helmet, and I immediately adopted them. It's like having a second kid, so to speak. As the years went on, needless to say, Namath came along and captured everybody's heart. And to make a long story short, to this day, I still root for both of them because, like I said, and you could appreciate this, you have two sons, I believe.
Three.
Yeah, wow, God
three
bless you.
Thank you.
Do they all play hockey at the same time? Then you're really in trouble.
No, they're all over the place. That's why we're in real trouble. So they.
I'm a hockey dad. My guy's 40. He's still playing. So
that's great. Yeah, there's nothing like youth hockey.
Well, they always need goalies. Let's put it that way.
That's true.
But getting back to my situation, to this day, I root for both of them. And the obvious question is, when they both play each other, what do? I pour myself 3 inches of Maker's Mark. I sit on the couch, and I just enjoy the game. So you can do both. At least in my opinion, you can. I've been called to task on that numerous times. But
Tony, I think you're more an outlier. I got to be honest with you. Like, if the Jets and the Giants play, Tony, who do you root for? Like, when Victor Cruz caught that 99-yard touchdown, against the Jets, right? Who did did you celebrate, or did you?
Well, in that case, what I usually do is who needs the game more, or what's the situation? That's how I rationalize it in my mind.
Well, I understand, and listen, God bless, man. You're 80. You're sitting back, relaxing, pouring your Maker's Mark, and enjoying a little football, and you root for both the Jets and the Giants. I think it's hard to be a fan of both teams. I really do. I remember when Joe Beningo used to give Jody Mack all kinds of slack because Jody would be a Jets and a Cowboys fan. And Joe would be like, that's impossible. You're a fan of one or the other. You can't be a fan of both. Well, you got an AFC and an NFC team. No, that's nonsense. So, like, I think you can be, I get the idea of being a New York sports fan, but ultimately, when the two teams play, well, who are you more emotionally connected to? Instead of giving me, well, it's just a good game. I'm rooting for a good game. Let's head out to, but I appreciate it. Thanks a lot for the call. Good perspective. Tim in Cranberry Lake, New Jersey. Beautiful part of the country. What's going on, Timmy?
Hey, Mark. Just want to say really appreciative that you took my call today. I'm a huge New York Mets fan and more specifically a huge Jeff McNeil fan. Jeff McNeil, by far my favorite player of all time. I have two Jeff McNeil jerseys. I think personally, I'm speaking for maybe 5% of Mets fans here when I say Jeff McNeil is a godsend to a baseball team. Any baseball team should be grateful to have Jeff McNeil on their team.
Right.
He can play any position on the field outside of pitcher and catcher. He's won a batting title. He's a two-time All-Star. I think this is a really terrible move for the Mets organization. I obviously understand that we needed to get rid of McNeil, obviously with the overhaul of the team and the addition of a guy like Polanco and, you know...
Well, you can't be that upset about it if you understand it.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
See, I'd be upset about something if I didn't understand it. The Met fan that is upset about Alonso, they don't understand it, especially when Stearns is talking about the fact that he needs to add more right-handed power. And they're like, wait, hold on a second. You just let a guy that was a 30-plus home run guy every single year leave for money and a long-term commitment from the Orioles. So you can't understand the move and then be upset about it. I get your love for Jeff McNeil. I don't know if I necessarily have that kind of same affection for the player leaving the building. You know, I think he could obviously rub some people the wrong way. I liked him more as the hitting champ than the hitter that he developed into. So it didn't work. And I think the Mets are looking at it not a matter of addition by subtraction. I think they just wanted to change the dynamic that was going on in that clubhouse on a day-in, day-out basis to go along with now. Stearns has got to go out there and replicate the production that has now been lost, and he's also now got to address the starting pitching as well.
Definitely agree with that. I was more upset with the return we got. I thought we could have at least gotten, you know, a major league ready arm or, you know, somebody with at least a little bit of major league experience to have an immediate impact on the team.
I got you. Well, I mean, you got a 17-year-old that is reportedly a fireballer who, I think pitched to an under 3 ERA down the minor leagues this past season that's got a high amount of upside, but is probably years away. I mean, to me, that's what you got back, and you had to send a little salary, a little payroll, a little money out there to the Athletics as well. Let's head out to Lenox, Mass. It's Robbie. What's going on, Robbie?
I was going to say, I was laughing. You were talking about the hockey trips and about the NHL. I started to think of the movie Slapshot, and I'm going, the Melusis brothers on the ice. I'm like, the peanut butters are standing up to them. You know, remember the guys? Like, these brothers are stomping all over the ice. I could just see the three of them as a line combination, like I was thinking of the Stasny brothers. So,
yeah, it would be amazing if we were lucky enough for that. But I'm just, Don and I are just, we enjoy watching them play. It's fun.
That's funny because I heard you said you were cooking, right? She never learned to cook, right? Anyway, I'll send something to the station for you. I got some artwork, so I'll throw it in the mail for you sometime, buddy. But I just wanted to say seriously, though, of all the shows over the years, and I've been a listener to Call for 38 years and doing radio back and forth like I've been doing like around, you know, the last, you know, 30-plus years, your show and Joe's and Steve's have been my favorite, and Tony. Just you guys really care about the callers. I've been on other stations where you get two minutes and you wait 2 hours, but I appreciate it. So here's the deal. I mean, this Ranger team, we talked about like crazy, but I would trade Igor Shesterkin. I would trade Igor. If he decides he wants to waive his clause, that's the guy I want to trade in Panarin. That's the assets they're going to get back, because to me, a team like Colorado that's built to win now could use a guy like Igor. It's not like Princeton could use a guy like Joel. You know what, Mark? You know what? The Colorado could use a guy like Igor. Because let's face it, you really think the Avalanche have the best goaltending? I mean, Wedgwood's been good. I call them the Wood Brothers. But, I mean, those guys, do you think those guys are worthy of winning a cup?
Why hire Sullivan then?
Because to me, the question is Sullivan really good with young players? Look at this team. The thing is, like, I've been talking to hockey people, and the Rangers really don't have anything, Mark, right now at the minor league level. They bought up what they have. Everybody else is either young or not developed. And I've told you, the biggest problem, and you can go back to the days when I was a kid, a Roger Bear and a gag line, and it was beautiful watching all the old players come out a few weeks ago. I was getting goosebumps. I probably watched that 10 times. But, I mean, it's like, they've never been able to develop players. And you have to go back to Alexei Kovalev, Brian Leetch, and Hank Lundqvist, maybe, as anybody that this organization ever drafted, developed in the minor leagues. They're always panicking. Look what's going on now. Perreault is up. They're going to ruin Perreault. Chris Drury, what is he going to do? He doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, they've made the team older. They've made the team slower. They've made the team more expensive. I mean, to me, Dolan's like, well, we don't want to do a rebuild. I know you had mentioned that at one point. They don't want to do a rebuild. Look, you have to at this point. This core is done. It's like the Mets. Now, I just want to say something about Jeff McNeil. Look, Jeff McNeil might have been a David Ball player, okay? But the guy looks like Ethan Hawke with a handle.
Well,
right?
Robbie, you know what? You get an appreciation. And Robbie, thanks a lot for the call, man.
Thanks, buddy. You got it. Merry Christmas, buddy.
You got it. Merry Christmas. And it gets you an appreciation for, you know, what Neil Smith did in 94, putting the team over the top and going above and beyond when you have that opportunity. And there was no doubt. I mean, that cup window for the Rangers was open there for a couple years. And unfortunately, you know, the moves that Drury made did not, and I understand we're in a salary cap world. I get it, in the National Hockey League. But the moves that he made didn't work. You know, the big miss was when, you know, bringing in Kane from Chicago, and then getting skated off the ice by the speed of the New Jersey Devils in that opening round series. And there've been misses. I mean, that's it. And now you have to deal with the aftermath of that. And you're watching a team right now that is some of the, you know, veteran talent is a little up there in the age. They've regressed and they're not necessarily as offensively dynamic as they once were. And some of the younger players, there's limitations to what they are. Dove, Pete, fantastic job. Love both of you. That does it for us. Thank you for all the calls for the last 4 hours. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. I'll be back with you Friday. So for all those that are celebrating, Merry Christmas. Enjoy it. Have a happy and healthy holiday. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. Stay safe on the roadways. Keep it locked right here. Sean and Tiki, come your way next right here. Where else? The Fan in New York.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM,
the
WFAN, New York.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.